August 11, demonstrating Christ's love. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Romans 12:10. We must not allow ourselves to become self-absorbed and so forget the claims of God and humanity upon us. God would have us more kind, more loving and lovable, less critical and suspicious. Oh, that we all might have the Spirit of Christ and know how to deal with our brethren and neighbors. We must forget self in loving service for others. We may not remember some act of kindness, which we do. It may fade from our memory, but eternity will bring out in all its brightness every act done for the salvation of souls, every word spoken for the comfort of God's children. And these deeds done for Christ's sake will be a part of our joy through all eternity. When we pursue toward our brethren any course save that of kindness and courtesy, we pursue an unchristian course. We should manifest courtesy at home, in the church, and enter intercourse with all men. But especially we should manifest compassion and respect for those who are giving their lives to the cause of God. We should exercise that precious love that suffereth long and is kind, that envieth not, that vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not its own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Where Jesus reigns in the heart, there will be sweet love, and we shall be tender and true to one another. You should give no occasion for fault-finding, a moment's petulance, a single gruff answer, the want of Christian politeness and courtesy in some small matter may result in the loss of friends and the loss of influence. God would have you appear at your best under all circumstances, in the presence of those who are inferior to you as well as in the presence of equals and superiors. We are to be followers of Christ at all times, seeking His honor, seeking to rightly represent Him in every way. Let self drop out of sight and let Jesus appear as the one altogether lovely. We should seek to live for His glory alone, not that men may praise us.